Can time ever stop? What is time? One thing we know is it's associated with thought. Even some philosophers recognize that. And time is something very, very strange. It seems that on this level of existence, where we are, there's no escape from it, it seems, here. No matter what you do, it'll get you. It will, at some point, start attacking your physical vehicle and begin to do bad things to it. I discovered it because that's what time is doing to my physical vehicle now. In other words, I am getting old. On the other hand, time enables you to do all the things that you still want to do. So that's the good side of time. The worst thing that many people could be told is you have no more time. What? Your time is up. Oh my God. I still have so much to do. And now, if we could stop time here in this dimension, it means you would not be able to do anything. Because everything you do takes time. So if we stop time, you would have to be frozen. It's called frozen in time. Although there's no time, you're frozen out of whatever. So you'd have to, I can't move my hand because it requires time. 2 seconds. Can't do anything, can't drink. Everything takes time. So, I mean, you can freeze food, then time does not attack it so easily. But eventually that will also go. Don't need to go into that. So, on the one hand, time is a wonderful thing, because everything you do, experiencing things, learning things, acquiring things, exploring this and that, discovering new things. Ah, look there, oh, let's go here now. Purpose, personal purpose in life, I want this. Or you need time. And there's plenty of it, but many humans say they don't have it. They wish they had more. That's very strange. So, on the one hand, the lovely, helpful face of time is it allows you to do things. And then, at some point, it begins to become unfriendly to you. First, time gave you a lot, and then time says, time is up. And then it begins to take things away. First, it enabled you to achieve and to attain and to get, and then it takes things away. You begin to lose things. Friends, you begin to lose friends because they're getting old. Certain abilities you may lose in your body. Jogging, I don't do it anymore. So, walking, still fine. jogging is too much. So time, and then gradually, just like an old, it does things not just to the physical vehicle, your car too. If you're an old car, the older the car is, the more things will go wrong with it. Of course, you can delay the onset of the of what destructive aspect of time. You can delay it. You can, through getting plenty of exercise, good nutrition, also meditation or presence practice, really helps to delay the decay of the body, and that's a good thing. It can delay it. And there are all kinds of new things I was told about that people now do, that these strange things they take. I know some people who every day they take 30 or 40 capsules and liquids and all to delay to what the destructive aspect of time, but eventually they also have to go. You can also do things externally to repair the visible effects of time in your face, for example. You see that gravity tends to affect your face. I noticed it again this morning in the mirror. My dad had a good sense of humor, and he said at some point, I don't know how old he was, 70, that mirrors are not the same quality they used to be. And so, yes, time is inevitable. It's like you could say you're like being on a express train, and you can't get off. Well, you do get off eventually. That's when the physical vehicle goes, and you're off, maybe. But even then, perhaps there's some element of time still there. But we don't need to go there right now. We don't need to travel into the astral dimension and talk about whether there's time there. There is, but it doesn't matter. So there's no escape from time here, but now there's a very strange thing that you discover. Although time seems to affect everything, I call it out here, you can never see time. All you ever have is the present moment. In your immediate experience, there is no time. That's an interesting fact. In your immediate experience of life, there is no time. And that is, you can start thinking about it, but you don't need it. It's so simple that it's, because it's so obvious, that in your immediate experience of life is always the present moment. This. And only when you start thinking, there's time. What did I say a minute ago? How much longer is this guy going to talk? Am I going to sit here for 2 hours? Then there's time suddenly. When I say we're going to be here for 2 hours, it is a mental structure, these words. And I introduce time, and of course, it's true on this level. But on the other hand, Your experience of this evening is inseparable from the present moment. It's always now. Wow. Now, most people, they might, when I say it like this, they might think, oh, well, that's interesting. Let me think about that. You can't think about it. It's too immediate. It's too obvious. It's always now. And then, of course, you can start talking about, well, does the past actually exist? Does if you, we don't need to go there. All we need to realize is there's all for you in your immediate experience, it's only always the present moment.